celebrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those lovely vibrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those lovely vibrations.
This is the Boston Medium back. We're back here on another pleasant surprise of paranormal playground sounds. Yes, indeed. Woo! I'm so happy to be back. This is just a great transition. I love doing this. Like, I hope I have another block where this happens where I'm like, okay, I do my show and then it's break time. But really, I mean, like, I do the the first hour, then it's like a break, and then the next hour. It's pretty cool. So, anyways, without further ado, you are listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds, the Boston Medium host, Mariah Merlinite, a 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you like that mashup of the good vibrations. That was not expected, but very, very absolutely pleasant. Something I never heard before, actually, before that. I forgot the name, but basically the DJ before was telling me about how this elementary school teacher didn't know how to teach, I guess, the kids the music, and he just had them sing songs basically he liked, and he had it recorded. And now I'm gonna go find it. I'm on a hunt for that. And I was actually gonna play Beach Boys' "Good Vibrations," anywho. And after that, I was just like, let's just let it flow. So, anyways, wow. Okay, I want to tell you something really awesome that just happened, basically. So, you know how we're doing manifesting? And you know how this is the new moon manifestation? Today is new moon! Let's give it up for the new moon, November Sagittarius! New moon Sagittarius! Woo! I'm excited because my ascending is Sagittarius. So, it's gonna work out so good. Anyway. So what happened was, you know, I was like, okay, in the meditation, y'all need to be manifesting what you want. And then I was like, universe, hook it up with $1 million. You know, be fun, be playful, whatever. And so I go outside, right? I'm outside sitting down, writing down my songs I'm going to play. I kid you not. This is like seconds after I get out of the building. I kid you not, because I'm wearing a funny monster looking hat. Like, it just looks like something out of Sesame Street. It looks like Cookie Monster on crack. Like, that's what the hat looks like with horns. So I'm wearing this winter hat, and obviously school kids in the school bus, well, I don't know, they look like, it felt like middle schoolers yelling out of their window like, I'll give you money for that hat. And I was like, oh yeah, how much money are you gonna give me? And he was like, $1 million. I was like, yeah, universal on alignment. So you are all asleeping if you don't call it. Just kidding. If you don't call in, listen, manifest, come on. This is where you need to be. Like I said, it is not an accident that you're listening to this. You're driving around, you know, having a good time, doing your thing. You know, it's time to listen. It's time to get into the energy of the new moon meditation. I'm having so much freaking fun. Words can't even describe. I'm having so much fun. The vibrations have went up, you know. Everything is so good. The talks we're having about watching your vibrational dip, things you need to do to make sure that if you're not in a high vibration, if, you know, you're needing to get there, you have to just inundate yourself with positivity. You know, first, it's like a diet or it's like when you're sick. Like, you know, when you're sick, you need to lay in bed. Don't go anywhere. Don't do anything crazy. Don't, you know, only eat this kind of foods. Take this kind of medicine. It's like that. But we're working with vibration when I'm talking about healing yourself and getting into a high vibration. So if you're sick from being in a low vibration and you have no energy and you are drained, this is how you do it. And so I've just been playing music about inspiration. We had Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, shine your light, girls. All right. That was good. And we had the Beach Boys, Make It Big. You know, it was all about reaching for the stars, going for your dreams, moving out to Cali, whatever. It was all good. We had Allie Campbell with Happiness. It was just a beautiful song about love. So we had the Beach Boys right there with Good Vibrations. And I'm telling you, I'm happy to report that it's all working. It's all working. It's working. Are you feeling it? I hope you're feeling it. I hope you're feeling it, because I am giving it to you right now. So I'm really excited for this other hour. I'm going to play some doo-wop. Yo, it's happening. Not only going to play, yo, I got some sick music coming up. We got like a doo-wop collection, like about to just bust it open. Just bust it open. What else do I have for us today? I got some more 80s fun. Have you ever seen National Lampoon's Vacation? Holiday Road. I can't. Okay, I'm choking now. Because I'm pretty sure I'm getting. Sorry, trying to open up my mouth. Just never mind that. I think I'm going to play Bruce Springsteen. Come on. Anyway. You like the Laurel and Hardy in the background? Yeah, you better. You better. They're the stuff. Okay. All right. This one's gonna make me like smile hard. This song. It's by, you ever been in love? You ever been engaged? You ever been married? Neither have I. But I would like to think it's a cool fairy tale in the beginning. Okay, anyway. This is The Willows with Church Bells May Ring to give you some beautiful doo-wop medicine right here for you. Here we go, go, go.
Church bells may ring. The only one I can see. Oh, I love her so.
Hello, hello. Boston Medium here. All right, let's get into our PSA. Emergency preparedness PSA. Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water distribution, disruption, or other emergencies can happen at any time. So be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Awesomeness. So that tune that you just heard right there was Sibo Mato. And if you did not know, that actually band that has John Lennon's son in it. They are a very interesting band. I would highly recommend you look them up. I love them. Before we had Bruce Springsteen with Hungry Heart. You know, it's so funny, but Bruce Springsteen is very Beach Boy-esque in the 80s, that song. Not Bruce Springsteen overall, just that song reminds me of, like, it reminds me of, like, Kokomo and stuff, and just, like, their other stuff, like Get You Back. It's nice, it's good. And we had Louis Lyman, Hold on right here. It's like, it's crazy because it's Louis Lyman in the Teen Chords, and it's like his brother Frankie Lyman in the Teenagers, but it's like the same exact thing. I don't know, whatever. I guess they were just like, you know, market it this way, whatever, you know. With I'm So Happy, tra-la-la-la-la, some happiness. And Church Bells Really Rings with the Willows. See, I got it. I was bringing it to you. Wasn't sleeping on it. So here we are. I just wanted to take a few moments to make sure we get some talkage in about the new moon before we get onto our playlist. I know I could just be here forever playing songs. And I was like, oh no, they're gonna, like, I wrote down a bunch of songs to play, and it's just like, wow, we're really not gonna get to all of them. Make sure we're getting to the high vibrational ones. So again, like, I was playing things like, I played three songs with happy, with the word happy in it. Do you dare me to go to Captain Sensible Happy Talk? Because I will do it. I'll do it. I happy talking happy talk. Yo, that's actually from South Pacific, actually. That was actually, he sampled that. That's original. But anyway, so I was talking about how my telepathy skills are on point, basically. I sent out a thought to the universe, and it happened within moments. So this is a evidence that this is the portal where magic happens, and you can't tell me any different. It's here, and y'all are sleeping. Y'all are busters for not even coming in and sharing the magic. Oh well, you snooze, you lose. That's just how it is. And I know this sounds crazy, and it's like, telepathy, is this girl really talking about how she's got telepathic skills and she's got telekinesis and yada yada yada? Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Psychokinetic, that's what it's all about. And we have to always continuously remember that that is within our nature, that electricity, that energy, that kind of place within ourselves, that we understand that there's a universe that basically is hanging out in us. We are a walking miraculous universe, and it is so amazing. It is so beautiful. It's just when we get time to tap in, and that's why I do meditation, because meditation really gives us the opportunity to really face that. It gives us the opportunity for that power. It gives us the opportunity to come into contact with the supernatural. I mean, obviously, you don't have to just do meditation in order to do it, but to practice it is extremely, extremely helpful. I mean, the way you do it is you get back to source. You get back to the clarity. You get back to reality, and the reality is true being. So, evidence of how my telepathy skills were working today. So yeah, get on that meditation. But I'm glad that my scientific experiments are working today. And you know, I was talking about how we can heal through music, and we really can. And it's just like, again, when you're in the beginning stages of needing to heal, sometimes you need to just be on a high vibration positive diet, you know? And then once you kind of get into where you're solid and your energy strong, you can listen to the, you know, metal. No, just kidding. You can listen, you know, you can watch the scary movies. You can listen to the dark music. You can have the dark stuff. It's like you can have the treats after you worked out. Yeah, are you understanding what I'm saying? Like, I'm comparing this to like your body about vibration and what you can take and what you can't take and the intake. So it's like if you're overweight or you're just having health complications due to bad junk food, so you go to the gym, you get on a diet, you eat right, and all of a sudden you're healthy, you're feeling better. So guess what that means? That means you can kind of eat junk. You don't eat it all the time, but you can eat it, you know, every now and then, because your metabolism is sped and your metabolism is strong and you're in shape. So it's the same thing with your vibration. When you are in a dip in your vibration, it's like, okay, I gotta get strong, I gotta work out. emotionally and spiritually, and meaning and what you do with it, and you taking yourself to the gym emotionally and spiritually, is inundating yourself with positive things, constantly positive things, laughing, joy, gratitude, all that stuff. And then once you're in that kind of vibrational mode and you're strong and you're secure and you're solid, okay, you can kind of, you know, okay, I can watch those, you know, scary movies. I can have some of that dark stuff that's fun for me. I can, you know, say some of those things. You know, it's kind of like, you know, and it's just like, you can do it any way you want. This isn't like a set rule. This is just something that I've channeled from the universe and have experienced. So if you resonate with it, you resonate. Yo, I got you. If you don't, then find something that resonates. And it's all good. It's all good. But that's just basically the vibration we're on right now. And so just communicating that. Yeah! Oh my God, the sun's going down already. Wow, this is crazy. Oh well, it's okay. I'm still in gratitude. I'm still high in gratitude. I'm still high in love. And I'm loving it. Let's do another. Well, I wanna do another exercise. Let's see if we can manifest again. You wanna do that? Okay, I know what I want to manifest. Okay, manifest with me. Like, even though I can't hear you, say it to the universe. I'm going to say it to the universe. So last week, I made a beat, and I was channeling Bruce Lee's spirit, and yo, that beat was dope, and I played it. And it was like, oh, I loved it so much. I can play it again. Oh my God, I'm still in love with it. So I need inspiration. I can't, because you know, I don't know how you are when you create, but like, I just can't just create to make something. Like, I need to be inspired and need to have something flowing through me spontaneously. So I don't know if you can relate, but that's basically me. I just can't, let me do this to make it happen. I need it to flow. So I just want to ask the universe, I want to make another dope beat this week. Like, I just want to make a dope beat again. Like, just another dope song. And that is just, you know, in the realms, whatever, just open to however, and I can play it next week, and hopefully I can get it done, because frankly, this radio show has basically helped me to learn how to spend 3 days on a beat as opposed to a month or a year on a beat. I'm not even joking. That's what Paranormal Playground Sounds has done. So let's see if this happens, and I'll come back with a report. If it doesn't happen, I'm going to be so mad. No, just kidding. So hold in your heart right now. I'm telling you, this is the new moon. Manifest, and I still want that $1 million. That better be in the mail. Like, that kid was not joking. He was like, I will give you $1 million for that hat. And I was like, that better be in my mailbox when I get home. Woo! All right, shouting out, I'm the millionaire today. I'm a millionaire every day. Wealth is a feeling. It's not material. Wealth is a feeling. And always remember that wealth, when we're talking about wealth and we're talking about being a billionaire, and we're talking about abundance and prosperity, we're talking about feeling. We're talking about health. We're talking about being whole. We're talking about energy. That's what we're talking about here. It's beautiful, isn't it? We got another half hour. I'm loving this. I am loving this. Like, manifest. Just bring it in the energy. Bring it in the energy. Manifest the energy. Take a nice deep breath in. And I manifest to have a lot of energy, because I got a lot of energy to work out, because I've been just like lifting weights, and that's what I really highly recommend it. If you are someone who's been thinking, I gotta get to the gym, I gotta do it. Nah, this is your answer right now. This is your message. I'm telling you, nothing shoots up your vibration, jacks up your vibration in a good way more than weightlifting. Or, I mean, that's not for everyone, but I'm just saying, you could be that person that it does that for. So, working out. Energy, good health, I have perfect health. Just asking the universe for some perfect health and abundance. Really health, because health is, I really want health, perfect health, because that's where it all starts. If you got perfect health, you can do anything. You know, that's how I take it. So universe, you hearing me? Everyone hearing me? Universe, some perfect health. Thank you. I'm in high gratitude for just even breathing right now. Feels good. Okay, let's get into some Muzak. What's gonna be a nice, something that's very, very nice. Oh. And by the way, just wanted to remind you, I'm at Ritual Arts every weekend, 153 Harvard Ave. 153 Harvard Ave. Alston. And I do mediumship, tarot cards, past life regression, and straight intuitive. So if you would like to come see me, you know, say hi. Or if you would actually like a private session, I am there for walk-ins on Saturdays and Sundays, and you can schedule an appointment with me there anytime. Anytime during the week, basically. So, yeah, get that information in, and I do Sunday service. You know, look me up, friend me. So, here we go. Here's another Beach Boys. This is very melodic, very beautiful. It's called Please Let Me Wonder, and please get this out. The Beach Boys today, oh my God. So, yeah, Brian Wilson was really high, basically, when he did this album, but it's just, oh my Lord. When I heard this album, I was just like, what is going on with my consciousness? It's so good to the soul. All right, here we go.
There's a broadcast going on. This broadcast singing in you. There is something within you that wants to express. There is something within you that wants to come forward. You are anointed and appointed by the Spirit as an image and likeness of divine and ultimate reality. As we bang in that domain, we bring heaven to earth as a spiritual practice. Wake up and say to yourself, I'm taking an adventure in paradise. And guess what? I'm taking you with me. I'm activating my spiritual stimulus package. I'm taking an adventure in paradise. Your stimulus package begins an awareness that you're sourced and fueled and funded by a renewable resource which is within you. It never runs out. It is your essence. It's your life. Your divine spiritual stimulus package is activating the gifts of divinity within you. This you may express them. You will express them beyond your wildest imagination and joy.
No wide-eyed, eager, wholesome, innocent Sunday school teacher for me. That kind of gal spins webs no spider ever... Now listen, boy. A gal who trades on all that purity merely wants to trade my independence for her security. The only affirmative she will file refers to marching down the aisle. No golden, glorious, gleaming, pristine goddess. No, sir, for no Diana do I play fawn. I can tell you that right now. I snarl, I hiss. How can ignorance be compared to bliss? I spark, I fizz. For the lady who knows what time it is, I cheer and I rave. For the virtue I'm too late to say, the sadder but wiser girl for me. No bright-eyed, blushing, breathless baby doll baby. No, sir, that kind of child ties knots. No sailor ever knew. I prefer to take a chance on a more adult romance. No dewy young miss who keeps resisting all the time she keeps insisting. No wide-eyed, wholesome, innocent female. No, sir, why, she's the fisherman, I'm the fish, you see. Plop! I flinch, I shy. When the lass with the delicate air goes by, I smile, I grin. When the gal with a touch of sin walks in, I hope and I pray for Hester to win just one more A. The sadder but wiser girl's the girl for me. The sadder but wiser girl for me.
Come on and love me now. Come on and love me now. I- The Indians send signals from the rocks above the pass. The cowboys take position in the bushes and the grass. The score is with the corporal, she is tied against a tree. She doesn't mind the language, it's the beating she don't need. She lets loose all the horses when the corporal is asleep. And he wakes to find the fire's dead and arrows in his axe. And Davy Crockett rides around and says it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats. The Sweeney's doing 90 cause they've got nowhere to go. They get a gang of villains in a shed up at Heathrow. They're counting out the fivers when the handcuffs lock again. In and out of Wandsworth with the numbers on their names. It's funny how the missus always looks a bleeding sane. And meanwhile at the station there's a couple of likely lads who swear like as your father and they're very cool for cats, they're cool for cats. Change the mood a little, I've been posing down the pub. I'm seeing my reflection, I'm looking slightly rough. I fancy this, I fancy that, I wanna be so fresh. I give a little muscle and I spend a little cash. But all I get is bitter and a nasty little rash. And by the time I'm sober, I've forgotten what I've had. And everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat, cool for cats. Questions as she hangs onto the wall. I kiss her for the first time and then I take her home. I'm invited in for coffee and I give the dog a bone. She likes to go to discos but she's never on her own. I said I'll see you later and I'll give her some old chat. But it's not like they on the TV. When it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats.
Baby, I'm a lucky cat. talk about the girl, saying to the boy, you and me are lucky to be.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. You're listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds, the Boston Medium. Mariah Merlin, your host. 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio. And so I am ending. I am off. I'm done. And you shall see me next week. Always 1 to 2 here on WMFO, 91.5 FM. Please stay tuned. I loved having you. Thank you so much for listening to the new moon manifestation in Sagittarius. And so keep that in mind. You still have the rest of the day to manifest. So new beginning, new moon. Get that energy right. I hope you enjoyed this. Love you all so much. All right. Love and blessings. And I'll see you next time.
I do. so sore from screaming. Must be these bad dreams I'm dreaming. Must be just a dream. But there's bones in my teeth. Something's happening when I tracks for many miles. Just be careful, baby. The writing may be wild.